కృష్ణ కీర్తన గాన నర్తన స్వరం.
ద సిక్స్ ప్లస్ వన్ ఇస్ ఆఫ్ వృందావన్ గేవ్ అస్ ద ప్రాసెస్ ఆఫ్ చాంటింగ్ హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ
కృష్ణ కృష్ణ హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే.
బుధ కీర్తన్ బుధ కీర్తన్ మీన్స్ లావ్ కీర్తన్. యాక్చువల్లీ వెన్ యూ ఆర్ స్పీకింగ్ అవుట్ లావ్ యు ఆర్ స్పీకింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ యువర్ హార్ట్. ఇఫ్ యూ స్పీక్ బై యువర్ మైండ్ దెన్ యూ మైట్ బి హైడింగ్ సంథింగ్ in your heart, so just mumble, fumble, but now just speak out from the top of your voice, and you have to put up an effort as if you are pumping out the air from the stomach. But it's an intensified kirtan. Krishna kirtana nartanga, on dancing also. Because it let loose our sentiments. But these are not sentimental aspect of one who is resting simply upon the mind. Rather, these are the sentiments of the heart and spirit. And one has to do this kirtan to keep himself purified. Chanting of the holy name, its efficacy and everything is very well explained in a very scientific way. And in our tradition, we have to study so we can develop a proper understanding why we are chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. What is the functionary aspect of chanting? Means how the chanting should be done. And what is the ultimate goal of chanting? In Kali Yuga, chanting is the only process, and all the shastras say that. But the merit goes on the conclusion of the shastra too. The merit of chanting depends upon what are you chanting. Are you chanting whimsically anything which is not suggested? It will go like quack, or with little fruit, or nothing, but it will not be able to generate the ultimate goal of life, which is going to fulfill all our requirements that for the purpose we are chanting should be fulfilled. There are no material anticipations to be derived from the holy name. If we think, then probably it becomes offensive to the holy name itself. So it is so much sentimental. But these sentiments are equipped with intellectual understanding. They are not simply mental pouring out of our powers. So one should be very, very aware. Prabhupada would call, in the beginning, you know, Prabhupada told the devotees who did not have even proper dress, but nonetheless, they were early initiates, they have shaven up the head, and they had huge shikha. They didn't have sober shikha even. They look very awkward. Big tuft of hair and untied and flowing hair, because they were hippies, long hair. So when they leave Sikha, now Sikha is like a big flag on the head. Moreover, they did not have even dhoti kurta. But yet they were wrapping the bedsheets, makeshift dhotis of bedsheets. And Prabhupada would send them, go out and do the strict sankirtan, strict, right? So they are all wearing white during that time. There were no saffron coloring. And, but they appeared like something divine and would catch the attraction of passerby. And if they are chanting in the streets of New York, you better imagine what a crowd they may be attracting. So, they were chanting and dancing as if they are in ecstasy. But actually they were in ecstasy, and then nobody would ever can doubt about it. But in early days, the people who have been seeing for the first time that this is something, the new animals have come in the zoo and they cluster around. These devotees were catching their attraction and people were amused. That one, on one behalf they look serious and on other behalf they look funny. So, sometimes they were laughing, you know, in amusement. They got an entertainment. But they would speak about Krishna too. You know, an intermittent of chanting, they would speak some little philosophy, what they have learned. Even though it is so much rudimentary, but Prabhupada cultivated the faith in them that depend upon Krishna and His holy name. Holy name is your Lord and Master. So, and they were serious. So when some devotees report that Prabhupada, somehow or other, it makes us a little uncomfortable when we are chanting on the streets. And Prabhupada said, well, there are fools who think that you are, you know, crazy. Crazy people are chanting. They do not know that the most intelligent people are chanting on the street of New York. Most intelligent people, they can chant the holy name without any shame. So, unless and until one is totally convicted on the efficacy of the holy name, efficiently, how the holy name is acting, why it is the only purifying agent in this age of Kali, he cannot choose any name. Even though every name of the Lord, out of millions and trillions of names, all the names are equally potent. But they are not all going to work. Because the recommendation of Hare Krishna Mahamantra is there. And Brahma tells, as the most important authority for all of us, that there is no other way than this 16 words mantra going to help to cross over the ocean of nisyans, that is Kali. So, a prescription is there, and prescription is highly recommended. Right? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and turned the holy name around, which starts from Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. He said, no, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Because it's a question of intelligence. People take, without proper understanding, the mantra which comes in Hare Ram and starts from Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare Krishna. They say the Ram pertains to Ramchandra and Krishna pertains to Krishna. And therefore, both are different. One is superior than the other, like that. And so many mistaken ideas are woven around them. So even chanting would be interpreted with lots of meanings. So they were committing offenses unaware of the efficacy of the holy name. Therefore, the holy name does not reveal its glory to such people. One who is serious and is taking the holy name in a disciplic succession with intellectual conviction, then and then it is going to end. Such a service is important. Bhagavatam, is telling that to know the import of the holy name is impossible for our senses to understand. Atah krishnasya namadina bhavit grahyam indriyehi sevaram mukhehi jivado svayam spurtyam yavadya. The holy name is no different from Krishna. The Krishna's holy name is no different from Krishna because it's an absolute truth. The composition of the holy name has not been made here in the material plane. It has been imported from Goloka Vrindavan. Because other day we were talking, it's called Chidvaibhav. The manifestation of Lord's energy which is cognizant in itself. Therefore the holy name is going to show the superiority over all the inferior energies. Material energy is said to be apaha prakriti. Krishna is telling in Bhagavad Gita, it is inferior energy, even though it is mind, but neither you, the soul, or me are part of it. But somehow or another you are foolish. You use your mind independence and chose to stay in the realm of inferior energy. And inferior energy is mind, and it is also divine in nature. It will overpower you. It means we become subjugated to forget our original constitutional position. We are subjected by the force of material nature that we end up doing whatever she dictates. And we think, oh, I am the doer. I am this, I am that. But ultimately, she is the doer. You are not the doer. The soul has nothing to do. The soul is mesmerized when he is covered by the material energy, either gross or subtle. Even gross body gets mesmerized when it commits sinful activities. More and more denser mesmerization will be there. Up till the point that if a person who is totally engrossed in vikarma means the actions which are not at all recommended, that degrades us to from the human form of life to the animal life, not a pashu. And these vikarmas are when performed with madness. Nunam pramatta kurute vikarma janendriya pritane apamauti. That is extremely dangerous. Nasadhanani. It's not going to give you any success. It is not good for you. For whom? Atmanoya, for the soul. Because asat api desha, aha deha. Asat api even though it is temporary, the body is nothing but breeding ground for pains, not pleasure. You want pleasure, but you end up in miseries. You want, it's only the desire is there in the mind that you have to be happy. But you have to go through the grilling experiences. Many are getting roasted simply under the hope to become happy. Many are voluntarily taking austerities in order to become happy. Whichever means, but once trapped in the material energy, it is too difficult to come out. Unless and until we have an ammunition which is of superior nature, and that is cheap. Vaibhava, the holy name. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Then and then there is possibility to overcome everything. Everything. So, there's a beautiful song by Narottam Das Thakur that we should sing. Please hear and try to repeat, okay, after me. The words are very simple but it is very educated song.
Hari Hari Vipane Janama Dunaimam.
Hari Hari Vipane Janama
Dunaimam. Hari 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 Nama Sankirtana.
Thank you.
The supreme entities, they are residing in Golok Vrindavan, which we have no information. Only their information is available through the holy name. Therefore, the holy name was imported by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Nityananda Prabhu became the first distributor. The wholesale distributor. And they say this is the business. And the wholesale distributor did Namhatta. Means market price of the holy name. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur became the salesman. A retailer. So this is the import business, right? And Prabhupada became an exporter. See, the business is going on. So, unless and until, you know, this holy name is available, we cannot think of even that. Right? Now, many of us who have been brought up under Hinduism and hodgepodgeness of the Mayavadi philosophies, and we are told to go to the temple and engage praying to the deity of the Lord directly. Right? Archanam, Vandanam, Pujanam. We are entering into the direct business without knowing who are they, why are they, what are they, how are they. Nothing. You know? We are the consumers. But the consumer want to consume right from the middle, not from the beginning. And we lived in essential aspect, where the nectar is. And we cling around the apparent appearance of the murti and this and that. Right? The devotees are supposed to be the consumer of that product which has been imported. It is available in this way. Right? But we are consuming without the essence of it. We simply either like the honey bottle, lick the jar outside without opening the lid. Or we do not know and just eat the peel rather than banana. Because we do not know. So, fundamental aspect is the holy name that we neglect. But we are told to go and pray to the Lord. It's a belief system. He is Lord anyway. But how He is Lord, we do not know. Why He is there, we do not know. Then what it is, we do not know. But that's a blind belief system. And we anticipate the result, everything will be alright. You can fulfill all your desires. And these desires, who knows, anything goes. Whether these desires are beneficial to us or not, we do not know. But this process doesn't lead us. So, we start in the middle. Then somehow or another, when we are tired of this material problems, we were talking in the class today that many a times ladies and gents within their own mental sphere, they take up such process thinking or attaching themselves to some idols. So when too much trouble in the household life is there, the ladies think, oh, it is my idol is Meera. Meera went through this problem, so I will follow her. I will think, if Meera can achieve, why not me? But what Meera took up the process, we don't take up, but we simply imitate. But actual, the pains that we received, due to our ignorance, we don't want to make a solution of it. Rather, we want to imitate directly Meera. So, in the same way, men also becoming frustrated with life, and they have their own mental makeup, a mindset. They think, okay, I will make sure how to do. In his egoistic approach, he will utilize his independence or the bodily convenience that he is not necessary to be protected. He will be the protector of others. So, out of all this misconception, he lives a life of his mental conception. He may get into the high by his abuse of the drugs, this, that. So, this kind of mental sentiments, they are wrongly applied at a wrong place and wrong time. They are not beneficial. So, they accumulate vikarmas and nothing. To get rid of all this entanglement, the holy name has been imported. Because it is no different than the Lord. By constitution, the Lord is Sachidananda Vigraha, and the holy name is called Rasa Vigraha. Thus, actual Rasa is in the holy name, not in the deity. You can't serve the deity with your tongue licking. But you are in direct connection with your tongue when you chant Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Many, many devotees, I mean so-called, they think they are doing worship, but they become so sentimental that they abuse even the deities. They kiss him, they pamper him according to the so much sentimentalism. And this leads to Ekantiki Hare Bhakti Upadha. Because it's never recommended. The Shastras do not guide us. And many a times we go and check about this because they have a problem regarding us. They dispose all their attention in satisfying the bodily necessities through the vigraha, not the spiritual necessities. Simply that. So, sentimentalism is wrongly applied. They do not know the philosophical aspect. You will come across so many such so-called devotees who are simply mentally conceiving that they are devotees for the satisfaction of their body. When there is frustration in the household between husband and wife, and all this sentimental sphere awakens, you know, because they do not know anything, and they simply turn to Krishna, Radharani, and simply imagine that, oh, I'm your devotee because I'm in problem. Circumstantial devotee. Not real devotee. Circumstantial devotee. So, with the, such a weak mentality, simply based on the bodily conception, you know, cannot resolve the problem. Rather, they increase the problem, both men and women. So, here, the holy name has been imported. But funny thing is that out of that sentimentalism, we have no attraction to chant. Rati na janmi loke nitha. Rati means akarshan, attraction to the holy name never develops. In Harinam Chintamani, it says, one who is finding difficulty in chanting the holy name is due to the such sentimental misconception which are deep down within his heart. They emerge as asatrushna, craving for material things, right? Asatrushna and radai darvalya, the weaknesses of heart. When both the things are simultaneously going on, the sentimentalism is going to put us into trouble. Therefore, there is no attraction even to chant the holy name. Or one gets so much difficulty. And if one harbors these two things, rather than make a solution of it first, you know, they can go on chanting for you girls and you girls and you girls. Prattabuna paaye Krishna pade prema dham. They will never achieve the love at the lotus feet of the Lord. Bahu janma yadi kare shravana kirtana tabutana paaye Krishna pade prema dham. So, there is proper education needed to give up all this misconception. And that's why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. Why? Because day and night in this material world, which does not belong to us, it gives nothing but tribulations. And our heart is burning because our desires remain unsatisfied. Day and night we are burning in the anxiety of our own ignorance. The anxiety is created by ignorance. And externally, on our own, or with the help of somebody, friend, or even our society, that cannot resolve such problems. So, jurai tena koi no upai. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. So, Brajendra Nandana jai sachi sutta hoilo se, Balaram hoilo vitai. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Sachi Sutta. But who was he? He was Brajendra Nanda, Krishna. Brajendra Nandan. Nandan means the pleasure giving boy of the king of Raja. That is Nanda Maharaj. So, Brajendra Nandana Jai Sachi Sutta Hoilo Se. Balaram Hoilo Vitai. Nityanand Prabhu is Balaram. So he is coming. For what? Dinahina Jata Chivo Hariname Utaryo. They are directly giving the holy name. They are requesting that we have come to beg from you. Give us alms. What? Chant Hare Krishna. That they said, we are beggars. Can you give us holy name? Please chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare.
So, dina means poor, hina means fallen. Jatva chilo, whoever comes, Hari name utario. They were delivered by the holy name. And who were the witnesses? Who are the examples?
Jagai
Madai. Jagai Madai were born in Brahmin family. Both are brothers. But they are devout number one. You name it, they did it. Alright? And these rascals, they will harass anybody who is religious. And this Nityananda Prabhu along with Haridas Thakur, they went. That, okay, let's go and make it sound. We know his reputation. I mean, both the brothers' reputation. But still, we go. What a risk they took. In the first instance, they were driven away. But regardless, they came. Again. So this time, Madai became so much furious that they were in drunken state, and he took up the vessel and hit in the head of Nityananda Prabhu. And he was profusely bleeding. Seeing him bleeding, you know, Haridas Thakur got afraid and went immediately to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and informed him. Nityananda Prabhu was there. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came rushing and saying, oh, who are these rascals? You know, who can dare to hit Supreme Lord? I will invoke my Sudarshan Chakra. Them. So, really, they saw Jagai Madai, so that here we have to breathe our last. And at the same time, they were in anxiety of their life. So Nityanand Prabhu on the other behalf, you know, went and held Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. Prabhu, please don't kill them, because you are supposed to deliver them, not kill them. If you are going to kill them, then the rest of the world is nothing but Jagai Mata is followers. So you have to kill all of them. And where is the question of your coming to deliver through the holy name? Seeing this pleading of Nityananda Prabhu, Madai's heart melted. He fell straight prostrate at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feet. And Nityananda's feet begged forgiveness and then came to glory. So, the efficacy of the holy name when it is directly given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so potent, very, very potent, because he was the Supreme Lord and he came to deliver his holy name by which we will be delivered. So, our success of this particular life is based on the holy name and nothing else. And nothing else. Haridas Thakur became the Namacharya. He is an illiterate Muslim. And he was right from his childhood so much inclined to chant Hare Krishna mantra. And he had to go through so much insults and punishment by the Muslim brothers. And yet, you know, he was successful. This is a recorded history. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu converted so many Muslim Pathans because during that time, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, 517 years or something like that. Nawab Hussain Shah, after the Mughal, he was the ruler of West Bengal. That included Bangladesh. Right? And the Muslims were still tyrants. Rather, they were conquering the Hindus and converting them. But here, Haridas became a reverse example. So how could they tolerate? Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu especially delivered Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami, two brothers who were working as ministers in the empire of this Nawab Hussain Shah. Even though they were smart Brahmanas, their names were changed because they were outcasted by the so-called smart caste system. They were thrown away. But they would converse between two of themselves the topics of Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Their names were changed, Dabir Khas and Sakir Malik. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is like a touchstone, convert anything. So, the touch of the holy name is very difficult to be understood by our blunt senses. Atta Krishnasya Namadi na bhavet grahyam indri. It is impossible for our blunt senses to perceive the meaning or the efficacy of the holy name. And yet we are supposed to know, to remove the ignorance. How is it possible? So, the remedy is given. Sevanam mukhehi jivadav. we have to start serving the holy name, which is no different than the Lord, through our tongue and engage all of the senses. Engage all the organs, the whole body, mind, even ego, in the service of the Lord. All intuitively done. The soul is covered, so engage all these inferior energies in the service of the Lord with your cognizant chit potency, which is spiritual. And this chit potency is supported by the chit vaibhav of holy name. How do you understand this? If an iron rod is put in the fire, it becomes hot. But more you put, it will become red hot. And then it will take the shape of fire. So there won't be any difference between iron and the molten iron. Right? Or the fire, molten iron and the fire. There won't be any difference. So in the same way, when we are coming into the contact of the spiritual energy through the holy name, we become spiritualized. Alright, chant Coca-Cola, 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 Coca-Cola. Would you get the desired result of Coca-Cola, which is meant for it? Why do you drink Coca-Cola? To quench your thirst. To quench your thirst. But chanting of this name will increase the thirst. And you want taste even Coca-Cola. It gives reverse effect. Because this is the way to understand. For a material name of a material object. For a material name of a material object, both are different. Both are different. But in the spiritual matters, the holy name is no different than the Lord. So serve the holy name which is available. Lord is not available. Krishna, he left 5,000 years back in his own abode. And we are simply wandering here. Just coming and going. Useless. So, we are given the light of knowledge through the serving of the Holy Name. And it manifests into its total glories that nothing will be left unknown, and you will learn systematically when you get the taste. The holy name is called Rasavigraha. In Padma Puran, this is the glorification of the holy name. Nama Chintamani Krishnasya Rasavigraha Purna Shuddha Nitya Mukta Abhinnatvam Nama Namino. Nama Chintamani. Do you know Chintamani? What is Chintamani? That's called Sparshamani. Parasmani. It's a valuable gem. But consider, what is the value? If you have a Sparshamani, whatever you touch it, will turn into gold. There was Vaidurya Mani in Dwarka, and there was an incident of somebody stole this Semantak Mani. There was Semantak Mani. Semantak Mani was producing gold every day without touching anything. That was another valuable gem. See the different gradation of the values. One is Sparsha Mani, another is Vaidurya Mani. Semantak Mani. Vaidurya Mani is the third category. But the fourth category is this Chintamani. Simply, pig and you hit. What an instant, you know, achievement. And Goloka Vrindavan is Chintamani Prakar Satmashu. Satmashu is the Goloka Vrindavan is made up of Chintamani itself. Prakar Satmashu. Satma means with palaces. Do you have to desire anything there? Simply think you are it. Simply by thinking you achieve. That is Chintamani. And the holy name of the Lord, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
This is Chintamani. Nama Chintamani. Who's Krishna's? How? Chaitanya, very dynamic. It's full of potencies, Chaitanya. Chaitanya is Chitshan. Fully knowledgeable of everything what you think even. Forget asking. First think, then it will know what you are going to ask. Now, when you are chanting Hare Krishna, and your mind is somewhere else, do you think the holy name doesn't know what you are doing? Don't you know? Yeah. The holy name is knowing everything inside out what you are doing. Therefore, when you don't have attention, why should the holy name will manifest before you? If you are serving, how should you serve? You are serving the holy name, but how should you serve? The holy name is your master. Come whatever may. Chanting is my first priority. He is my Lord and Master. Give importance to the holy name. Haridas Thakur, showing us the conclusion, then faith on the holy name alone gives you all perfection. But we don't have faith on the holy name alone, because we have faith in so many things. And our faiths are also different varieties. Not only too many things that we have faith, but I have faith in my friend, I have faith in my study, I have faith that I will get a job here, I will have faith, I'm faithful to my wife too, and she's also faithful, so I have faith in her too. You know, we have faith on so many subject matters, but not on holy name. So how the holy name is going to reveal itself? The holy name is called Ramachintamani Krishnasya Chaitanya or Rasa Vigraha. Rasa means full of nectarian mellow. That simply by chanting, this taste is available. But we are diseased with all material desires. You know, when we have jaundice, hepatitis, what they call it, yeah. When we have jaundice, whatever we eat becomes bitter. It tastes bitter. Because the bile is, you know, secreted in the bloodstream. Instead of going in the stomach and intestines to digest, it is going in the bloodstream. And whatever we cook, it becomes so bitter that person cannot eat it. Bile is very bitter in nature. So his tongue is full of that circulated bile in the bloodstream. So whatever it tastes, even sweet rice, it would taste him bitter. But what is the remedy? Sugar candy. Just eat sugar candy. So gradually, when the jaundice is disappearing, then he will develop a little taste. So holy name is rasavigra, but we have jaundice of material disease. Therefore, when it is tasting, we don't have priority. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
How are you doing?
Hare Krishna. We have so many distractions coming. Right? So, even though it is rasa vigra, we fail to taste it. Therefore, when we chant offenselessly, these are offenses. You know, to remain inattentive while chanting is an offense to holy name. You know, how deep we have to think, it's not a dead name. Prabhupada, the pure devotee of the Lord, he said, anybody who chants Hare Krishna, Lord Krishna is dancing on his tongue. The holy name is manifested in the form of Krishna. Because the tongue is vibrating, Krishna is automatically dancing. But that is the realization coming to the purity of chanting. How much he is dedicated, because he has, when he came to America, he had nothing. Only 40 rupees of worth of American dollars came to about $8 at that time. And he didn't spend even though he had nothing. Krishna provided everything. Because he said, I have only faith in the Holy Spirit. I have no qualification. He said, my name is Bhakti Vedanta. Neither I have Bhakti, neither I am known Bhakti Vedanta. And I do not know this people's language, you know. I do not know whether I will be able to make them understand your glories. But I am surrendered soul. I have faith in your holy name. And that's why I am ready to do whatever you are going to give me in my lot. That is the success, you can see. So, faith alone of the holy name can make everything possible. This is not a mythological story. Prabhupada happened. We witness. So, the efficacy of the holy name, because it is fully potent, charged with spiritual energies. No man-made holy name is this. No. Man who is imitating just to make a business out of religion, they will make fake mantras too. Because Hare Krishna Mahamantra became popular, right? Because people were getting tangible benefit. Okay, even though slowly, but in degree of their approach of serving the holy name. Some people, and especially this thing happened in Gujarat first. One guy from Bruch, you know, he started his own institute called Sovok Institute. And he developed a mantra from his fertile brain. He said, Hare Soham, Hare Soham, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Mohan, Hare Mohan, Mohan. And if you try to understand what he's telling, there is nothing matching. Soham means I am that, Aham Brahmasmi. Sohamasmi. So I am God. Then why does he make Mohan to come? For what business? And why he is telling Hare? He thinks words are words. What is in a name? What is in a name? What is it? It's mantra. Okay, let me manufacture. But funny thing is that people discarded him. You don't hear much about him. Right? So, people are still envious. Enmity. Sadam Chintamani Krishna said, Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Shuddha. Material names are not Shuddha. They are tainted with three modes of material nature. Sattva-guna, Raja-guna, Tamo-guna. And they come, they are sustained for some time and they disappear. So, and material names means Vishaya and Vastu, the object of, there is no congruency in that. Vishaya and Vastu are different. But in spiritual world, Vishaya and Vastu are the same. Vishaya is the holy name and Vastu is Lord Krishna and there is no difference in it. Therefore, the tangible effect is obtained when we serve the spiritual reality in our holy name. Purna Shuddha, there are no inabilities or no contamination in the holy name. And Nitya Mukta is ever liberated. You cannot manufacture a meaning of the holy name. Meaning is given by the spiritual master. Right? What is the meaning of Hare Krishna Mahamantra?
Please engage in your service.
O energy of the Lord, please engage me in Lord's service. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
If you have any more questions, send them over to the
Okay. So, these qualities of the holy name, which are divine, makes it no different than the divine qualities of the personality. That is called abhinnata. Thank you very much. Chant very audaciously, very attentively, and with full of love, understanding, and respect. Anybody has any questions?
Could you explain the point in Hari Ram Mahamantra, Hari Ram, Hari Ram, Ram Ram, instead of the Hare Krishna?
Okay. In Kali Santrani Upanishad of Yajurveda section, the mantra begins from Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Virtually there is no difference whether you start with Ram or Krishna. But still, during that prevalent time, the smart Brahmanas were again misconstruing meanings out of it. They were saying, oh, Ram is the Supreme Personality of Godhead because he appeared before Krishna so many millions years back. And Krishna sent to me on the recent, so he's subordinate. That's why the names are like this. You know? They were making distinction between Ram and Krishna. Actually, there are quarrels and fights recorded.
In Brahmana society?
Hmm?
In between Brahmana?
Yes, between those who are chanters. Even famous case of Tulsidas and his brother. Tulsidas, made Ramayana, but he has a brother who was a Krishna devotee. And he was worshipping in Vrindavan under the tutorship of Vallabhacharya. That is, in the Sampradaya, Vallabhacharya happened to be contemporary of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but Tulsidas happened to be only 250 years back. But in that succession he was. So, Tulsidas was having a pinprick that my prestige, everything is based on Ramayana because I am a devotee of Ramachandra. So how come our brother is, different from tradition? He's my brother. The body's conception. So he came to brainwash his brother. And there was really a quarrel. But the present Acharya during that time, in Balava Sampradaya, was descendant of Vichalesh, Balabhacharya's son. So probably the fourth generation was during that time. Fourth or fifth generation. And he had to convince, by philosophical debate to Tulsidas. In Tulsi Ramayana, Tulsi's personal realizations are depicted. Right? And he admits in the beginning that I am creating this manas of my mind for my own happiness. Sanatana Sukha. Whether it is applicable to others or not, that is a different thing. So, therefore there are so many elements in his Ramayana which are not there in original Ramayana. Right? Philosophically, Tulsidas didn't come from a disciplined succession. Neither he left any after him. The glory of one's tutelage, it depends upon the prestige of which university is coming from. Right? So, in the same way, during Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, smart Brahmins were idiotically stubborn. And they did not know even that whose these names are applicable to. Ram, Krishna. Both are for Krishna himself. Simultaneously. So, the word Hara, Krishna and Ram, these are the three C's of the Mahamantra. And eight times Hara is there, and four times Krishna is there, and four times Ram is there. Krishna is all-attractive, Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in his etymology, Kruthatu means all-supportive element, and Na means all-pleasurable element. So Ram is embedded in it. But yet, because Radharani has been manifested as the Hara energy, it is an address to her to engage in the service of Lord Krishna, so ultimately will find the real bliss and happiness by serving. Right? So our request to Radharani is that, my dear mother, please engage me in the devotional service of Lord Shri Krishna, who is all attractive and blissful. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that Krishna being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by the virtue of all the 64 super excellencies in his character, while Ramachandra came only as a portion of a portion, by Kala, Ausha Kala. And Shastras say this. So they don't understand who is greater, Avatar or Avatari. Who is greater? Theoretically, both are the same tattvas. But still, where would you get the most out of the supreme excellences? One who shows them. One who has more. So, Ramadi Murtishu Kalani Yameva Tishthan Nana Avatar Akarod Bhuvaneshu Krishna Swayam Samabhava Paramahumadiva. Govinda Mahadevushan. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, now, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Even one continually chants, because after all, Satatam Kirtayanto Maam Yatantas Chatranakrita. One has to chant continuously. Satatam. If we are chanting only for 2 hours, doesn't mean that we will not be chanting afterwards. Our action will be chanting. That we are performing all these actions as a service to Krishna. Because Radharani is teaching. Once you are asking Radharani to teach us how to serve Krishna, and then rest of the 8 hours that you will be working will be without that meaning of the holy name. So, chanting is continuous. Even in the sleep, you will think of Krishna. So, everything, every aspect of our life becomes sankirtan. In totality. Means, an engineer can also do his engineering in the mood of sankirtan. And that is only possible when you are clear with the meaning of the Mahamantra. Otherwise, smartism with a lot of interpretations, they also differ within themselves. But we don't, we take only one meaning, which is given by the Acharyas, with proper understanding. Therefore, always chant Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Any other question?
Tell us something about the importance of regular association and coming for the Bhakti Vriksha programs.
Gunas?
The importance of regular association.
Oh, yeah. Regular association.
Coming for the programs. Yeah.
Right. See, the faith is generated by association. Faith is nurtured by the association. Faith is also being overseen by the association. Yeah. How do you develop faith without coming in contact? Can you develop faith in your factory of mind? Can you manufacture faith? Faith is generated by the association. How does faith going to be sustained or supported or progressed or developed without association? And who is going to oversee and verify this faith, whether this is genuine or not, without association? Because these stages are necessary. In the beginning there is faith, right? But the faith is generated by the association. Therefore, association continues throughout the fructification of the faith. I mean, association. The fructification of the faith is all the way found that in that fructification, faith, association of the devotees is continued. You are not alone. You cannot perform alone. You cannot have your own contractorship with Krishna. You cannot have contract with Krishna privately, because Krishna is not a property of anybody. He is the property of everybody. But yet, he is the Lord and Master. So therefore, you cannot claim that he is your property. Gopis thought like that when Krishna danced individually by his expansion simultaneously. And then, oh, I'm so fortunate. What must I have done to please Krishna so he is dancing with me alone? And Krishna disappeared. Oh, they started crying. Oh, what a mistake it is. It's a wrong conception. Aikantiki Harer Bhakti Upatya Kalpate means, Aikantiki means lonely bhakti. You don't need anything. You don't want to associate with the direction of the Shastra. You don't want to associate with those who are performing in the regulated way through the disciplined succession. You don't want to do anything. This is a lonely bhakti. Right? Your association with the devotees also means your association with the books of Srila Prabhupada, means also your association with the process. And more the merrier. More the merrier. We have not taken contract that we will give you Krishna. We follow only our way. But check out our contract, is reasonable or not. Right? Whether we are over-emphasizing ourselves, or we are giving you opportunity to accept it with verification. Or just accept it with blind faith. Otherwise, why should we invite questions even? Many sadhus will say, oh, it is too deep. You don't have brain to understand. It's again Christianity. Jesus told Nicodemus, you want to know about God more, but you are not yet qualified to know. So, our qualification and surety, when it is applied, will be overseen by the association. So it is a secure way to verify, to get encouragement. Association is so much important, right? The birds of the feather flock together, right? We help each other. Where there is necessity, immediately rush to that area, and help out. There is so much love and trust developed in association. But once personal motivation can make also club within the association and privatizing. So, but for the sake of Krishna consciousness alone, you don't have to make clubs association. Rather, you are associating under the shelter of the Holy Name, the universal teacher. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Ram. Hare Ram. Ram Ram. Hare Hare.
So never underestimate the association. However, our personal ego may strike one day in one working condition or other. Prabhupada said, if you love me, just please try to cooperate. Means don't leave the association of the devotees at all. Any other? Yes.
Maharaj, recently I was reading Indian newspaper and there are two issues that are going on in India. One is they are encouraging euthanasia, mercy killing, and another one is abortion. And I will take the second aspect. What they are saying is they are requesting government to legalize abortion because in case if the baby in the womb has birth defects, they can terminate it legally. And I was discussing about this one with one devotee, and the devotee mentioned to me that what he said that I understand that we are chanting and we are also following all the regulatory principles, and we, but when it comes to crucial decisions like this, it is always better to legalize abortion and follow that one rather than accepting the instructions of Lord Krishna or anything like that. So what would you say about this? Whether it is legal, whether from the...
Everything is a sinful activity. Is sinful activity legal in eyes of Krishna? Then consequences will be there. One may not be able to ready to face it, but India will be the first and foremost in experiencing the consequences. That's for sure. I had the email that recently that how many girl fetuses were terminated? Over 5 million girls were killed before they were born. People want to become irresponsible, and you want irresponsibly to be legalized? Government may do it, but nature may not. What to speak of Krishna's laws directly? These are police agents. They are penetrating in the aspects. Government is supposed to do it. Alright, Kali, let Kali grow. But those who want to come out from the clutches of Kali, they will not help. These legalized advocates, they will not help. Rather, they will create more and more agony and tribulations for them. So, Vinasha Kale Viparita Buddhi. Enjoy. Unrestricted sexual. Under hook or crook. Legalized or illegalized. But the consequences they are facing are tremendous. In America, those consequences they are facing, and some of the religious leaders, even they are staunch anti-Hindu. These people say that because we have been advocating pharmaceuticalness right from the school, we are facing this trouble that created by Osama bin Laden. that they see the fear mark has always been on orange, never became green after September 11th. And yet, now, do you think there is going to be less fear when the Muslims and the fanatic Muslims, the terrorists, will strike? They have a lot of ways and means to do that. And the recent report, they said Osama bin Laden has been coming out more stronger. He has been successful in recruiting so many people. All glory to Osama bin Laden. Keep it going. Right? Why should the devotees either support or neglect? Our business is to get out, and whoever is intelligent, make his way out. Let others who have no inclination to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, you know, let them suffer. Prabhupada said, if you are gentlemen, this world is not place for you. You must make a way out. And anybody who does not chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra will not be considered even a human being. He is living on the animal platform simply for the sake of sense gratification. He will not have any humanity within his heart. You bet it is. Yes.
Maharaj, regarding this point, people who have knowledge about Hare Krishna, even, I mean, the Christian background people, like Bill Gates, if I take an example, then he's working for mankind. He has lots of hospitals which is working for people. How can we explain about this one? But he doesn't even know how to Hare Krishna.
But what he does?
He is working for poor people. He is establishing a lot of hospitals from all over the world, and these hospitals are giving charity work.
Is he expanding the lifespan? Is he reducing the birth, the death rate?
No, my question was here that, as you mentioned here, the Prabhupada said that people who doesn't have chant Hare Krishna, he is not a human being.
Yes, that's correct. If you look into the deeper aspect, what is a human being? Is he Homo sapiens or descendant of Manu? Is he a descendant of Manu? Religion comes into effect. He is doing because he has money? No, he is obligated to do. Hospitals and charities. He has borrowed all the energies from the Lord. He never created anything of his own. And somehow or another, because of his pious activity, he got so much opportunity by spiritual work. Right? And now, what he will do? Otherwise the government will take over. Right? So he is allowed to do charity. So what is he getting? Profit, adoration and distinction. Do you think he is coming out from the clutches of Maya? Even in the activities and moral goodness? No. So where is his humanity beginning? He cannot stop there. It's a 10% death rate. He may extend 2 days more here and 3 months there. That is not But even after expanding somebody's life in the hospital by heart transplant and whatnot, what are they ending up in the animal propensities? It is eating, sleeping, mating and defending. But no religion, no Krishna consciousness.
But naturally they don't have this opportunity to get involved with Krishna consciousness.
Oh, who's saying? Our devotees do not leave anybody untouched. They are everywhere. You never know. They will be the first one to hand over Bhagavad Gita. I bet you he would have. But it is up to his choice what he wants to do. Whether he wants to entangle. Well, why? Because he may not have knowledge. But why are you talking of only Bill Gates? There were great scientists like Einstein and who were students of Bhagavad Gita. And they appreciated it. And they fear what they were doing. Oppenheimer, especially, the creator of the first atom bomb, by using the same technology, right? Einstein showed. And he says, God forbid me, I committed the biggest sin of my life by creating this weapon of mass destruction. I'm an instrument to destroy the Lord's creation. I would not have done this. So, real humanity is based on the life principle. Preservation of the life and preservation. Where is this abortion or euthanasia and other subject matters are coming into? Are they preserving the life or the glory of the life? It can be only done in reference to one who is providing the life. What right do they have to take the life if they cannot create life? By any means, under any legal system. They don't have. But yet, ignorance, that they are rakshasas, they are, they want to destroy. They always, in Krishna's words in Bhagavad Gita, jagat ahita, to create misfortune, they do this kind of nasty things. Now, do you think they are humans? A human being? No. The service to mankind is a philanthropic activity out of obligation, not a voluntary. Okay. Right? That is the word. But one is more than a philanthropist. The best welfare activity is by providing that eternal solace to the soul in proper understanding and his duties. Means Krishna consciousness. What's a big deal to be a philanthropist? When you have so much money and you are so envious that you think everybody will take and misuse if you die. So better let me utilize in charitable service. At least I will get the prestige and my satisfaction, mental satisfaction. But these people do not bring God. It means they are still stealing away from God. So real humanity begins when one's heart is throbbing with the value system of life and preservation of the life in its original constitutional position. So many people are becoming Mayavadis in the name of religion when they don't understand the spiritual life. So, chanting of Hare Krishna is not an ordinary thing. The lack of it is the root cause of all our troubles. So, if we understand what is in a name, at least ignorance is not in the name of Hare Krishna. In the rest of the names, there will be a lot of ignorance. If people want to vibrate anyway. In the morning, Prabhupada says, when the birds chirp, the crows say, ka, 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 you know. All the birds start speaking, but their only business is where is food, and man is also thinking, I have to go home, job, let me run. You know, grab the sandwich, eat on the way, but let me work, I'll be late. Ka, 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 it's the same business. Eating, sleeping, mating and defending. Dharmo hi ekko chatra visheshu dharmena hina pasu hi samana. It's the element of real dharma. Dharma means dharayate iti dharma. One that sustains our reality is called dharma. Material dharmas are not your reality. They are temporary and fleeting. You are eternal. And what is sustaining your eternality? That is Hare Krishna is all about. So, dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. Man-made religion like Hinduism, Christianity and Islam or Buddhism, they are not dharmas. They are time-made initial steps that are necessary to bring at least law and order in the society. Therefore, there are 10 commandments in Christianity, and the Allah's verdict is there. Yeah. In the same way, Manu Samhita has been written. But these are the gradual steps to bring or rise above, so we can come to our spiritual nature and harmony with the Supreme Lord. Then we will be harmonized with everything else. And we have developed at that time real humanity. People misuse the word humanitarian activities. There are so many well prestigious organizations on humanitarian grounds, you know, like United Way, CARE, CARE. If you want to look inside, that almost 85 to 90% of the fundraising they do, it goes for their fat salaries and administration. Only 10% will go in some charitable work. And then make millions and millions and trillions of dollars. Their budget is very high. But most of the budget is eating, sleeping, mating and defending. That covers only that part. And those who are recipient, they also do for the same thing, eating, sleeping, making and defending. It's a big business. You'll be better off with a religion, accepting a religion and make your own religion, and that is the best way to cheat people. And make your good livelihood based on eating, sleeping, making and defending. But that's about it. But do you think that is the development of human being? Thank you very much. Oh, glorious Vishnu Prabhupada.